Yeah.
Instead of a bottle.
She buys like a lot of knickknacks. A lot of stuff on AliExpress is like $5 or less.
Interesting.
Yeah.
You ever been to that store Five Below?
Yeah, of course.
Great stuff.
Great store.
You get a bunch of shitty plastic toys.
Mm-hmm.
You look for the poorest kid in the store and you follow him around with his mom and you wait until his eyes light up at some toy and then you walk over and you take every single one of them. You go, oh, I'm purchasing all of this. And it's so fun. And it only costs about $50.
Yeah, that's
and for
cheap.
To
scar a child for life.
The price of admission to Six Flags, you could just go to Five Below.
Rub it in a working mother's face. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm purchasing all of these. If you want one, it's now $200. I don't know.
It's the free market, man.
Ma'am.
Have you ever heard of capitalism?
Ma'am, my name is Grover St. Clair. I'm a marquis and a capitalist.
A capitalist.
The guy Five Below is like, we got more in the back if you want, man.
I'll purchase all of those.
I want those too.
It depends, ma'am. Does the free market love your son, or do you?
Capitalist.
Capitalist Grover St. Clair.
That's such a funny modifier.
I am a capitalist, dude. I love it.
I'm a marquee and a capitalist.
I'm a marquee and a capitalist.
But what that means to you is that you just buy toys that children
buy toys and try and sell them to children for double.
Yeah, you just rip off poor single mothers.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that works.
Or try and make a different kind of arrangement with them.
No, yeah.
A sexual one.
Well, possibly.
Ma'am, you have another option. You can buy me the toys I want, and in exchange, I'll give your son one of these.
Mm-hmm.
What toy is that? PlayStation 4. I don't have $400. Well, it looks like your son is going to die sad, hating his mother. His slut mother that wouldn't buy a PlayStation for a top-hatted gentleman. Or suck his dick in the middle of the Dollar General.
Suck his dick at a Five Below.
Yeah. Ma'am, I already said I can just put my penis in one end of my top hat and you can put your face through the other and it will happen in private.
This is the top hat with a hole in the top. No top of the top hat. It's just a cylinder.
Ma'am, I brought this antique photography equipment so you can drape... And I've replaced the camera with my dick. And you can drape it over your face.
I'll even let the young chap play with a toy while you suck my dick.
This is a simple business exchange in the middle of the Five Below.
This place of free market ideas.
Yeah.
This marketplace.
We got a call earlier. He was living in the Honda dealership. I'm pretty sure it's the same.
He broke into a magic supply store and got a top hat. And now he's in the Five Below. And he's trying to fuck rape women.
Yeah. No, what did he tell you? His name was like Toyota St. Clair or something. Yeah, no, it's the same guy.
He broke into the fucking magic store. And one of the guys there obviously told him about libertarianism.
we get a lot of...
So now he's trying to rape and tell people about the free market.
We get a lot of calls about that. Yeah, he's been in that shopping center for about the last 15 years. Yeah, we really don't know what to do with him.
Oh, fuck. You know, speaking of one of those things where you suck dick through a top hat, there was a Japanese game show where they tried to see if a straight guy... This is the level of, like, game show that Japan is on, which I respect so much. They had a straight porn star, and they were like, do you think a gay man can get you to bust your load? And he was like, no way. And they had, like, a gay porn star suck his dick on television, but his head was in a little box. And they just, an auditorium full of people watched these men have gay sex. And they were, like, cheering the gay guy on.
Yeah.
And he made him bust.
It was the show called The Mouth is a Mouth?
I don't know. It was so funny,
dude. A hole is a hole?
He was like this fat gay guy.
Hey, you ever see that show, The Mouth is a Mouth? Vinny, no.
No, Vinny, we haven't.
Yeah.
Where is Vin up? Where is Vin, man?
I don't know, in Connecticut.
What's up with Bam, dude? Any news on the Bam front?
Yeah, I've been following him on Instagram. He lets people come over to his house for like 3 hours a day and use his skate.